You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
She felt pain at the time of her pregnancy. So she was told, Sheneh Goim Bebitnech. So now the way it's written in the Torah, there is no Vav. So you can read it as Geim. Instead of written in the Torah with the Vav, Goim, that means nation. It's right. It's written Gimel Yud Yud Mem. So Rashi HaGadol says that this refers, is a code about Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Antoninus. So Antoninus, the Melech Romi, as Gemara of the Zohar of Yud. The 10 pages of Gemara of the Zohar brings that actually they were Chavruta, they were learning together. Antoninus made a tunnel under his palace, and he would come to Rabbeinu HaKadosh when they were learning Torah. So, what is the Torah Roshai is teaching us? That actually, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu came back in the form of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And then Esav came back in the form of Antoninus later on. So that means the Nitzos, the spark and the Gilgul of the Yaakov and Esav, the twins, the two brothers, they came back in the form of the leader of Am Yisrael was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and the king of that time, that was Antoninus. So now, Rashi HaGadol says, how come he says, Shanei Geim, like very highly people. So Rashi HaGadol explains that these two characters never, ever, you would not see that on the table, the radish and lettuce is missing. So they had the nitzutz of Persian, toropche and lettuce. It was always on the table. What does that mean? That means the highest quality, the praise that you can give these two characters is they ate radishes. What does that mean? You understand? So obviously here we see that they were very rich, that even in the winter time they had radish and lettuce the whole four season. Yeah, so what's a big deal here? Do you have radishes in your backyard? No? You didn't plant torch? Do you know what's the difference between radish and lettuce?
Radish we eat the fruit.
Now, how do they grow? What's the difference between radish and the lettuce?
One is under the ground.
Which one?
The radish is under the ground.
The part that you eat is under the ground. And then the lettuce is over the ground. Isn't that interesting? You never thought about this? You can do a meditation on radishes. You know why the radish is under the ground? No? You never wondered? You don't think about radishes? Then you can put a radish in your car, like at the stoplight you do meditation on the radish. So the brother Harav Soror Hamor brings the interesting thing. He says that actually Rav Yehuda HaNasi and Antoninus, they learned the whole Chochmat Pardes, like the Sodot, Kabbalah, and all of these things. So now here, we see the Sodot is underneath the Torah, right? It's the depth of the Torah. But like Peshat and Durush is on the top. So now here, when the Rashi says that the radish and the lettuce was always under the table, that means just like the radish that is under the ground. So Rabbi Yanasi, he taught Antoninus all the Sodot that is under the Torah. And the lettuce was just there on the surface, just a simple understanding of Torah. So that's what exactly one of the points that is brought, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he know the whole Chokhmat Pardes. So that's what the radish and the lettuce is all about. See, Tznon al Hazere, that you know, Tznon, what does it remind you? Metsunan. What does Metsunan mean? Metsunan? Cold, right? Cold. That means he has a cold. Tznon, right? Chazeret, what does Chazeret remind you? Lachzor. Right. So now here, this is a very beautiful point. That Rabbeinu HaKadosh, how did he attain such a great level in life? Because he never let the circumstances make him a cold. And Chazeret means Lachzor. And he never stopped. So that's why he was able to attain such a, and he was one of the characters that he's given Kadosh. Why? Because he never let any circumstances make him cold, make him disappointed, and he went on. No matter what, he has such a emunah that he never let the Chas v'Shalom, no difficulties in life will stop him. And that's why he became such a great character in Am Yisrael. So here's the Chutom Aren Aleinu, so B'zal Hashem Nizkev Yeshuot, B'zchut Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.